You remember folks talking about when a wound didn't heal clean, they're kind of a white granular?
Yeah, you had a, you would have a...
substance that would form around the edge? That was called what? Kind of flesh?
Proud flesh. Proud flesh.
Proud flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you put on a cut or just something?
Well, used to you'd put iodine, but you know they have so many new things now. But in the old, before that, I have known to cauterize it. You know what? And you know, burn it.
Uh-huh. What'd you get for malaria?
Quinine.
Now, the doctor did everything he could, but the man finally...
called in a specialist. When the doctor did everything he could, he called in somebody else, a consultant.
Okay, they say the man finally did what? They couldn't keep him alive, he finally...
died. When they couldn't keep him alive, he finally died.
But now talking about that old miser that lived up the road, folks would say, boy, I'm glad he finally...
finally accepted Christ. finally decided to go to the doctor.
Well, you kind of humorous ways of saying somebody that when they died, they say he's what? I believe he's
kicked the bucket.
Now, they say he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out what he
died of.
But they had that happen a lot years ago. Right?
But what?
They wouldn't know what they died of?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. A lot. You know, many a person has died. Now they're thinking and wondering. Many a person had the stomachache and died. They never knew what it was. But it was ruptured appendix. You know, they didn't know what it was. They treated them for stomachache. But they, of course, that was before the days of operation.
What did they call it?
I don't know. I reckon
get that pain down in your side.
I don't know. I reckon they just. I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't you say
colic or lock miles?
Yeah. They say maybe that was colic or some kind of infection that they didn't know what to do with. But I'm sure. I said that's what. Now, if any of my people have had before me, of all the 15 of us. I'm the only one that I ever knew who had diabetes. But now I have two or three nieces and nephews who have it. See? I hope none of my children and grandchildren will have it. But two or three of my nieces and nephews have it now. And some of them were, one of them had begun it and first and found it out when he was in his teens. Of course, he had to have insulin. But that's it. They died and they didn't know what they had. My mother died, she died young because she had typhoid fever. That was when you didn't know what to do with typhoid fever. See, because her mother lived, a pretty old woman. Now she of course, she lived in North Carolina. My mother was born up there. So I don't know what she died of, but I had been told she was an old woman. So. You just don't know. If they took appendicitis, if they had it, even heart trouble. You know, then you had indigestion. You didn't have heart trouble. All of that was indigestion. That's all they knew.
Now, they bury people in the...
cemetery. Graveyard. One cemetery is graveyard.
What about the box they buried?
Casket.
And
shroud, buried them in a shroud.
Did you ever see the one that were wide at the shoulders and narrow down at the...
Mm-hmm. Long time ago. Really shaped like the pictures you see in the old shows.
Sharpshooters?
Yeah. That's what I reckon. That's what they look like, doesn't it?